serve in ISKCON without being attracted by the allurement of Maya. Dhanam Janam Sundarim. His father is a doctor in Bhopal, and they were so bent on getting him back and get married. So his father and mother came and stayed in the temple also. And his father gave me an offer that I will become a full-time devotee. And let him go. Anyway, thank you so much, Nityachandra Prabhu. So today is Advaita Acharya's appearance day. So Shukla Saptami of the month of Falgun. I'm sorry, month of Magh. So for that, we have a verse written on the board. This is the verse from Adilila, chapter 1, text 12. Mahavishnur Jagatkarta Mayaya Yaha Srijattadaha Tasyavatara Evayam Advaitacharya Ishvaraha. Mahavishnur Jagat Karta Mayaya Ja Srijattadaha Tasyavatara Evayam Advaitacharya Ishvaraha. Mahavishnur Jagat Karta Mayaya Ja Srijattadaha Tasyavatara Evayam Advaitacharya Ishvaraha. Mahavishnur Jagat Karta Mayaya Ja Srijattadaha Tasyavatara Evayam Advaitacharya Ishvaraha.
Mahavishnu Jagat Karta
Mahavishnu Jagat Karta
Mayaya Ja Srijattadaha
Mayaya Ja Srijattadaha
Tasyavatara Evayam
Tasyavatara Evayam
Advaitacharya Ishvaraha. Mahavishnu Jagat Karta
Mahavishnu Jagat Karta
Mayaya Ja Srijattadaha
Mayaya Ja Srijattadaha
Tasyavatara Evayam
Tasyavatara Evayam
Advaitacharya Ishvaraha
Advaitacharya Ishvaraha.
Mahavishnu Jagat Karta
Mahavishnu Jagat Karta
Mataji.
Mahavishnu Jagat Karta
Mahavishnu Jagat Karta
Mayaya Srijattadaha
Mayaya Srijattadaha
Tasyavatara Evayam
Tasyavatara Evayam
Advaitacharya Ishvaraha
Advaitacharya Ishvaraha.
Mahavishnu
Mahavishnu
Mahavishnu, the resting place of the efficient cause. Jagat Karta, the creator of the cosmic world. Mayaya, by the illusory energy. Yaha,
yaha.
Who?
Who?
Srijati.
Srijati.
Creates.
Creates.
Adaha.
Adaha.
The universe.
The universe.
Tasya,
his
avatara,
incarnation,
eva, certainly,
ayam,
this,
advaita
acharya,
advaita
acharya,
ishvaraha,
the supreme lord,
the resting place of the material cause.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the action of Maya.
Please repeat after me. Lord
Advaita Acharya
is the incarnation of Mahavishnu.
Whose main function
is to create the cosmic world
through the action of Maya.
So this verse doesn't have any purport. So the next verse also describes Advaita Acharya. Actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita beginning, the first three verses describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. The next five verses describe Nityananda Prabhu's. Is it five or
five?
Five, yeah. And then two verses are describing Advaita Acharya's tattva. So, first one, this one is describing who is Advaita Acharya? Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu, who creates this material nature through the agency of Maya. Mahavishnur Jagatkarta Mayaya Jashrijattadaha. Mayaya means by Maya, by the material energy. Srijati Adaha Tassavatara Evayam. This Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of that Mahavishnu. So, Radha Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balaram is Nityananda Prabhu, and Mahavishnu is Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So, the next verse is describing Advaitam Harinadvaitam, Advaitam Harinadvaita Acharyam Bhakti Sankshanat Bhaktavataram Isham Tam Advaita Acharyam Ashraye. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. So the point is, to make progress in spiritual life, we have to take shelter of Advaita Acharya. Why? Because Advaita Acharya is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he came as a devotee to preach the cult of devotion. So he is an incarnation of the Lord's devotee. So the next verse is going to that Panchatattatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktyakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam. So these are all bhaktas, devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bhakta. Bhakta Rupa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhakta Rupa and Nityananda Prabhu is Bhakta Swarupa. Advaita Acharya is Bhakta Avatar. Gadadhar Pandit is Bhakta Shakti and Srivas Thakur and others are Suddha Bhakta, pure devotees. Bhakta Avatarang, Bhaktakhyang, Namami Bhakta Shaktikam.
It is such a wonderful good fortune that we are receiving. We are so fortunate. We have become the recipient of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When He came as a devotee to teach everybody the process of devotion. Can you imagine God? Krishna Himself came as a devotee. Balaram came as a devotee. Mahavishnu came as a devotee. They're acting like devotees. They're not acting like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're acting as devotees. Advaita Acharya considered, seeing the condition of that time, people became very, very degraded at that time. Of course, nothing compared to this time. But still they were thinking that, oh, the condition of this world is so critical. What can be done? And Advaita Acharya, although he is Mahavishnu himself, he considered that only Krishna can rectify this situation. So see, Mahavishnu, playing the role of a devotee, is thinking that only Krishna can rectify this situation. Therefore, he decided to bring Krishna down to this planet. He took a vow, I will make Krishna come. And in the scripture it says that when the Lord is offered prayers with Tulasi and Ganga water, then Lord becomes very pleased. So Advaita Acharya, sitting on the bank of the Ganges in Shantipur, near Mayapur, the day and night he was shouting, chanting the mantras loudly, offering Tulasi and Ganga Jal. Huhunkara Garjanadi Ahoratra Sadgunam Ha Krishna Radhika Natha Prarthanadi Bhavanam Gangabari Manohari Tulasadi Manjari Krishna Gyana Sadadhyana Premabari Jharjari. He was praying to Krishna in this way with Gangabari Manohari Tulasadi Manjari, Tulas with Tulasi Manjari. And Krishna Gyana Sadadhyana Premabari Jharjari. He is incessantly crying and tears are streaming down his eyes. In this way he was calling Krishna, please come down and save the situation. Point is, please come down and bestow your mercy on the living entities of the age of Kali. Prabhupada saying, to rectify the situation of the material nature, Krishna doesn't have to come. Krishna doesn't need to come. Krishna doesn't need to incarnate to Vinashaya cha Duskritam. That he can very easily do with Maya. Maya, through Durga, Durga Devi can kill all the demons. It's not difficult for her. And what to speak of Durga Devi? Even Pavan Dev, if Pavan Dev stops the supply of air, what will happen? If there is no supply of air, everyone will suffocate. Everyone will die. So we can see even these demigods even have the power to Vinashaya cha Duskritam. But the Lord creates this arrangement so that he can come with some pretext, with some excuse. The world situation is so bad, so let me go.
People think, oh, he is coming to rectify the world situation. But why he actually comes? He comes to give his association to his devotees, paritrana and sadhuna. He comes for the sake of sadhus. He comes for the sake of the devotees. And he comes to teach everyone how to become devotees. He came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Panchatattva, as Panchatattva, Panchatattatmakam Krishnam. He came as Panchatattva, not alone, with his Sangapangastra Parshadam, in order to teach everybody how to become a pure devotee of the Lord. Because by becoming devotee of the Lord, we can receive the mercy of the Lord. And when we receive the mercy of the Lord, then our heart becomes filled with joy. And why we are existing? What is the purpose of our existence? The purpose of our existence is to experience this joy. Generally, people in this material nature try to enjoy through dhanam, janam and sundarim. But that is not enjoyment. That is suffering. That's the bondage. Like people, soon they get to know that. In America, in the mid-60s, the youth of America understood that. That money cannot buy you everything. Money cannot buy you love. There are so many songs saying that same point. Money cannot buy you love. So, but what do we need? We want happiness. We want love. But money can fulfill some, can bring some happiness. But the real happiness doesn't come from money. Money cannot buy happiness. Money cannot buy love. Money cannot buy even good health. What to speak of love and happiness. Even physical health cannot be purchased with money. And money cannot stop death. So, what's the use of money? So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes and teaches us, shows us the way to real happiness. Why are you all here? Every one of you, why are you here practicing devotional service? Why? Because you found out that this is the way to become really happy. Right? Are you feeling more happy here than before?
Yes.
So this is the proof. People will think, that why they are going and spending time in the temple. 4:30 in the morning, going there to attend arati. Din bhar mandir mein rehti hai. Mataji was telling her daughter, who is a doctor, she wonders why her old mother gets up so early and goes to the temple, Hare Krishna temple. She can't figure out. Not only goes in the morning, she spends the whole day in the temple. Isn't it, Mataji? And she says, tell me what you need, I'll arrange for you in the house. Now her answer is the same. Your money cannot buy what I am getting in the temple. And so many of you have made so much sacrifice, gave up everything, and sticking to this life of a devotee. Although there are so many difficulties, oftentimes you fight. But still, in spite of the fight, you realize that this is the only place where we can be. We can't go anywhere else. And sometimes these fights are also pleasing. Prabhupada said, brothers also fight. But after 5 minutes, they become friends. So this is the wonderful family that Srila Prabhupada created in ISKCON. So, collectively we all are here. Internally we may have difficulties, but when you get the overall picture, we can see that this is the best place to be in the world. At the feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. So, Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a devotee and Mahavishnu came as a devotee. That Mahavishnu as a devotee is Advaita Acharya. And Srimati Radharani as a devotee is, she is already a devotee, but here also she came as a devotee. You know why Radharani came as Gadadhar Pandit? Sometimes people ask that question. Krishna and Radha came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then how can you say that Radharani came as Gadadhar Pandit? The answer to that is, when Krishna decided to play the role of Radharani, then Radharani wanted to watch and see how he plays the role, I will see. That's why she came as Gadadhar Pandit. So this is how they are playing as Panchatattva, distributing Krishna Prem. So Advaita Acharya invited Krishna, you come. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said during his Mahaprakash Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned that I was lying peacefully in the causal ocean. In the milk ocean, not causal ocean. I was lying down peacefully in the milk ocean and this Nara woke me up. Who is Nara? Nara means one who is shaved head. In Bengali, they call it Nara. So, Chaitanya, there is a famous poetry that we used to read of Shukumar Rai, Nara Jai Beltalate. So, Nara means a shaved head, person with a shaved head. They look funny. We look funny too. To the people with long hair. So Advaita Acharya was addressed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nara. So Nara, by screaming and shouting, woke me up. So this is therefore Advaita Acharya is known as Gaur Ana Goshai, the Goswami who brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this earth, to this planet. Advaita Acharya actually brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya was born on this day, that is Saptami, the seventh day of the waxing moon in the month of Magh. And in 1955, so that way, I'm sorry, 1855. So that way, I'm sorry, 1455, what I'm saying, 1455. So that way, he was about 30 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya didn't come, but his wife Sita Devi came. His wife. Advaita Acharya had two wives, Sita Devi and Sri Devi. Out of these, the Lord has two potencies, three potencies, Sri, Bhu, and Leela. Sri Devi, Bhu Devi, and
Leela Devi. So Shri and Bhu stay with the Lord. Like when you go to South India, we see the Narayan Murtis always have two Shaktis on two sides. So one side is Shri Devi, the other side is Bhu Devi. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu had Sita Devi and Shri Devi. Nityananda Prabhu had Jahnava Devi, Vasudha Devi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya. Vasudev Krishna also has Rukmini, Satyabhama on two sides. Krishna also in Vrindavan has two, Radhika, Radharani and Chandravati. So these are the two potencies of the Lord on two sides. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, with the permission of Advaita Acharya, Sita Devi came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with many gifts. And then Advaita Acharya shifted to Mayapur Navadvip after that, after Mahaprabhu was born. He opened a school. School means, those days the school was just one teacher, one school. One teacher used to teach. That's the way the Vedic culture, Vedic education used to take place. Guru and Shishya. But in the age of Kali, things have changed. Many teachers in one school. Previously, one teacher, one school. Now, many teachers in one school. And ISKCON is the perfect example of that. Many teachers all over the world in one school. The school is ISKCON. And the founder of that school is Srila Prabhupada. And it is his teaching that is the predominating aspect of the school. So all the teachers in ISKCON have to be with be in line with Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Because the school has spread all over the world, nowadays there is a lot of need, because many people want to learn. In the early days, learning or education, scripts, reading, scriptural education was not very prominent. It was only restricted to the Brahmanas. The Kshatriyas used to study the use of weapons. They used to study that. And some people, those who had some professions, like the doctors, they used to study the medical science. The medical science, Ayurveda. And similarly, some of them used to have, but otherwise, the Vaishyas and Sudras, they used to just do their handwork. The Shudras used to learn, the potters used to learn how to make pots. Carpenters used to learn how to carve. In this way they had their special occupation and they used to learn that trade only. That particular branch of art. Like a potter's son will learn how to become a potter. From the childhood, he would be helping his father. A potter's son would bring the clay, first apprentice, father's apprentice, bring the clay. Then the father will teach him how to mix the, how to make the clay. Then he will teach him how to put the clay on the wheel. And then he will teach him how to make the pots. So this is how it was a family line, family business. The Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, it was mainly
decided on the family because as a child they used to learn from the father. Similarly, a brahmana's son, the father will say, okay, you carry the books with me. Father would go to give a discourse conduct some ceremony. His son will go with the father. And then he will hear the father. Then the father will teach him also. And in this way he will learn that specific branch of knowledge. And traditionally they would do it, generation after generation. For example, in Jagannath Puri, one very, very impressive sight is that every evening they climb up on top of the temple and change the flag. It's not one flag. There are hundreds of flags and they're big, huge flags. It's a bundle about this big, cloth bundle they carry. And there is no staircase to climb. Can you imagine? Like there is no staircase, there is no hooks, there is no rings. It's just the carved, the stone, carved stone. And one person goes up every evening to change the flag and bring the old flag. And father would go, the son would go with him. This is how they learn the trade. And this, I heard, has been going on since time immemorial. The same family is doing this service. And they're doing it. I mean, it's amazing. Like, you can see the monkeys can climb, but you haven't seen how human beings can climb like that. And monkeys, at least monkeys climb, but they don't carry a load. But these people are climbing like a monkey with a load in their back. So Advaita Acharya invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to rectify the situation. And Advaita Acharya shifted his residence from Shantipur. Not shifted, he used to spend time both in Shantipur and also in Mayapur. His house is just about 100 meters from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. 100-150 meters. Next to Shiva Shangan, next to Shivash Thakur's house. And Advaita Acharya used to teach the bhakti. He used to teach the shastra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Vishwaroop, used to go to Advaita Acharya's school. From morning, he would stay there. He was very attached to Advaita Acharya. He used to go take bath in Ganga, and after taking bath, he didn't come home. He used to just go to Advaita Acharya's toll. That school is called toll. And he used to spend time. And what he used to do? He used to establish the supremacy of bhakti. And Advaita Acharya was very pleased to hear him speak on bhakti, Krishna bhakti. Vishwaroop, as a young boy, about 10, 12 years old at that time, he was establishing bhakti. Advaita Acharya was very, very pleased. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to Advaita Acharya's house to call Vishwaroop to have lunch. Shachi Mata used to send him, go call Vishwaroop to come and have lunch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go and call Vishwaroop, bring him home. Then, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan, Advaita Acharya was constantly with him, all the time with him. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, every year Advaita Acharya used to go there for 4 months. During the 4 months of Chaturmasya, Advaita Acharya, along with the other devotees from Bengal, used to go and stay in Jagannath Puri. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance in Jagannath's Rath cart, in front of Jagannath's Rath cart, there used to be 7 groups playing the kirtan, 7 groups of kirtaniyas. And there was, Advaita Acharya was in the first group. And his role was dancing. He used to dance. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to watch him dance. And he himself used to dance. It was such a ecstatic way to celebrate Ratha Yatra festival. In this way, Advaita Acharya always remained in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes Advaita Acharya used to have some funny encounters with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya felt that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always praises him, worships him because he is superior by age. But he never chastises him. So he had some disappointment that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never chastises me. So Advaita Acharya left Mayapur and went to Shantipur. And in Shantipur, he started to preach impersonalism. That Maya, he started to establish Nirvisheshvada. The news reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so upset hearing that, that Advaita Acharya is preaching Mayavad. So he just came running all the way from Navadvip to Shantipur. And went straight to Advaita Acharya. And he started to beat him. Sita Devi came out, hearing that sound. She came out and she saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beating Advaita Acharya. So, she said, please don't beat him like that. He's an old man. He will die. Please let him be. Let him go. Let him go. But Advaita Acharya was happy. He said, oh, finally, Mahaprabhu chastised me. So, Krishna Gyano Sadadhyano Prema Vani Jarchini. Then Advaita Acharya often used to have some very, very sweet encounter with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu tricked him and brought him to the Ganges on the other side of Shantipur, Kalna, Ambika Kalna. And there he sent a message to Advaita Acharya to come with a boat and some dry clothes for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then was taken to Advaita Acharya's house. He was naturally very, very upset. He said that, I wanted to go to Vrindavan, and what did you do? You misdirected me and brought me back to Shantipur. What do you think? My sannyas is a joke? Then Advaita Acharya said, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So then it was Advaita Acharya was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken to Advaita Acharya's house. And Advaita Acharya created made arrangement for a big feast. And he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, didn't eat for 3 days, and he made such elaborate arrangements, so many delicious preparations. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, look, I'm sannyasi, I can't eat all these things. But Advaita Acharya said, so at least find out how the Lord tasted it. This has been offered to the Lord, so see how he tasted it. And then Nityananda Prabhu also was eating. So Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu had a very nice relationship. They had a very joking relationship, very humorous relationship. So they were cracking jokes against each other. That Nityananda Prabhu was abudhut. So Advaita Acharya said, we don't know what is his caste, what is his... And in this way, they would have their funny exchanges, humorous exchanges. Towards the... when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was fulfilled, the whole of India has been inundated with Krishna prema, then Advaita Acharya sent a message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through a poetry. The meaning of the poetry, as Bhakti Vinod Thakur explained it, is that please tell the personality who is acting like a madman, that now the whole world has become mad. Meaning, the whole world has become mad in Krishna prema. So now that your mission has been accomplished, you can decide what you want to do. So Advaita Acharya brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now he is giving him the permission to leave if he wanted to. Soon after that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually withdrew his pastimes and went back to his eternal abode in Golok Vrindavan, Golok Navadvip. So today is Srila Advaita Acharya's appearance day celebration. So we'll be fasting till 12, and at 12 o'clock there'll be Pushpanjali in the temple. And then after that, there'll be Advaita Acharya's Mahaprasad. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare. Some questions? So, question from Joyesh Das from Calcutta. Guru Maharaj, please tell the relationships of Sri Devi, Bhudevi and Nila Devi with three potencies of the Lord, namely Sambit, Sandhini and Ladini potency. So, Bhudevi, Sri Devi is the Lakshmi aspect. Bhudevi is the Dham aspect, and Leela is the pastimes aspect of the Lord. Any other question?
Why Leela Devi is not with the Lord? He said that with the Lord to Bhudevi and Sri Devi. And where is Leela Devi?
Through his pastimes. Yes.
Advaita Acharya has six sons, right?
Yes.
So, three rejected.
Three became Asar. Three were Achyutananda, Krishna Mishra and Gopal. These three were the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, they were all right. They were devotees. But other three, they became asar. Asar means they became without substance. You see, they did not accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They accepted Advaita Acharya, but did not accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, they have been rejected. That point also comes up in a way, like, that is the thing with Ballava Sampradaya. You see, Ballavacharya was a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But, and initially Ballavacharya's followers were followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For example, Ballavacharya's son actually made the arrangement of transporting all the books from Vrindavan to Bengal under the leadership of Srinivas Acharya. But I think it is when Chaitanya Charitamrita came out, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita they found out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Ballavacharya, they couldn't tolerate that. So they severed their relationship from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and they started to call Ballavacharya as Mahaprabhu. And they don't accept any link with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are accepting Krishna's Braja Leela, which came from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is another example. Although they are following the cult of devotion, but they are asar. They are without any substance. Otherwise, Radha Krishna's loving relationship, in where in scripture you get that? How do you get it? It comes only from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're delving into Radha Krishna's pastimes, but not accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was asking somebody, like, where did they get it then? In their line, in their sampradaya, there is no relation, no question of Radha Krishna's pastimes. But they say that Ballavacharya got it in a dream. Anyway, next question is from Ankit Vora. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu ended his pastimes, how he left his earth, this earth planet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu withdrew his pastimes in Jagannath Puri. He did it in three ways. One is, some saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merging in the body of Lord Jagannath. Some saw him merging in Tota Gopinath. And some saw him disappearing in the ocean. So Prabhupada said all three are correct. Different people saw his pastimes ending in different way. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nityananda Prabhu withdrew his pastimes in Bengal, in Khordaha. What is the difference between Tridandi Sannyasi and Avadhuta Sannyasi? Tridandi Sannyasis are carrying three dandas, which indicates that the body, mind and words are engaged or committed completely in the service of Krishna. And Avadhuta is a stage when one loses his external consciousness completely in his love for Krishna. Avadhuta stage is a state of total unawareness of the material surroundings. Like the avadhutas are, for example, Lord Shiva is an avadhuta. Rishabh Dev is an avadhuta. Four Kumaras also can be considered as avadhuta. They don't have any external consciousness. They don't wear clothes. Not that they love to go about naked, but they don't have any external consciousness. But that should not be imitated. What is the etiquette when a devotee meets a Mayavadi sannyasi? Should we do dandavat pranam? If you want, you can do that, but right after that, go and take a bath. Prabhupada said, not only take a bath with all your clothes on. Go and jump into a pond or a river. So next question, there is no name. Just like Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, devotees sometimes joke with each other, but sometimes it may happen that a devotee feel hurt by that, although from general standards it's all right. What to do when a particular devotee is too sensitive? If that particular devotee is too sensitive, then be concerned about his sensitivity and don't joke with him. If somebody cannot accept that, and if your relationship with that person is not that intimate, then there is no need for joking. Because devotees are grave. At some point they may be act in a frivolous way, but generally the standard of devotees are very grave. And sometimes when they joke, we have to understand that they have a very special relationship. So I think I answered all these questions. Any question from here? Yes?
We know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was 48 years old that time, he was like young. And sometimes this question came around class that of the Acharya Prabhu, if he became like old.
Yes, so what?
This is the question actually.
What was the question?
Is his body become like old man?
No. He was always youthful. Eki angot Sri Chaitanya Sri Advaita Nityananda Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sadavaram Eki angot Tridha Murti Koishwara Adi Sadavaram. Their form is always youthful. Advaita Acharya, although he lived for 125 years. When he left his body, when he left this place, he was 125 years old. But Advaita Acharya is always youthful. Sri Advaita Acharya is a combined expansion of Mahavishnu and Sadashiv. What is the role of Sadashiv in Golok Vrindavan, please? Sadashiv is not in Golok Vrindavan. Sadashiv is in the outskirts of Vaikuntha. And Sadashiv is actually guarding the gates of the spiritual sky. And in Vrindavan he is not Sadashiv. In Vrindavan, he is Gopeshwar Shiv. And as Gopeshwar, he is guarding the gate of Rasa Mandali. Yes?
Sometimes this question comes to mind, like when we start serving Krishna, then we should renounce all the outcomes, whatever activity we are rendering as service to Krishna. But if we are, renouncing all the outcomes, it sometimes becomes a little bit illusionary that should we renounce the objective, then how we start serving, how we will serve. For instance, if I want to render my service in terms of study, Krishna, should I leave thinking about that I have to score more than 90%, 95%? And how will I score more? How will I give best service to Krishna?
Yeah. If you're studying, then make your studies your service to Krishna. Alright? You don't have to renounce your studies. So, and to do well in your studies, if you have to get 90%, 95%, go ahead and do it. Get 100%. And if you're doing it for Krishna, then you can get. You'll do very well. Like Arjun. He was fighting. He didn't renounce his fight. He wanted to renounce his fight. But Krishna chastised him. Right? So whatever you're doing, do it for Krishna. Jat karosi. Jat karosi. Whatever you do.
But there is some conflict of thought there. We are doing it for Krishna. Why we are not very conscious each and every time? We are trying to be conscious for Krishna. But when outcomes come, like we are working for 100% and it is 95%. So why there is little bit disaffection? Because we are doing it as a service to Krishna. There should not be any disaffection. So how to overcome this disaffection?
There is no need to overcome it. You feel bad that you couldn't do it properly for Krishna. You could have done it better for Krishna. That way, you will be always improving yourself. Huh? Yes, Nitai Chandra? That is because Prabhupada said that Advaitacharya should be shown with beard. I mean, he can be Nara, he can also be with beard. Because when he is observing Chaturmas, so those 4 months he was not shaving. So this can be that form when he went to Jagannath Puri and he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, yes, he had beard. Otherwise, actually, Advaita Acharya's deity form in Shantipur, in his original place, is bald-headed. A shaved head, shaved beard, without beard. And youthful form. In ISKCON we do whatever Prabhupada told us to do. And there must be a reason. And as I said, we are seeing him with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he is in Jagannath Puri. At that time he is observing Chaturmas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is our principal prayer. But if you want, you can sing Advaita Ashtakam. Maybe this evening we'll sing Advaita Ashtakam. It's beautiful. It's written by Sarvama Bhattacharya. Gangabari Manohari Tulasadi Manjari Krishna Jnana Sadadhyana Premavari Jharchari Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sadavaram Kaisaradi Sadavaram. Anyway, so yes, we can recite those prayers also.
Guru Maharaj, I have a question from the class 2 days ago.
I'll see if I can remember it.
Maharaj, you mentioned that while we have this body, we are affected by its needs. And no matter how much we think that we are a spirit soul, we are affected. And the body is also subjected to passion and ignorance. And then you very nicely explained about what material consciousness is when we keep ourselves in the center, and what should suffer is when we keep Krishna in the center. So Guru Maharaj, my question was that while this body is there and we are being affected by it inevitably, is it at all possible for a practicing devotee to be in Shuddha?
Yeah, yeah. Use the body in the service of Krishna. See, we have this body, we are identifying ourselves with the body. But if we use this body in the service of Krishna, that service is placing us in the Vishuddha Sattva.
are being affected, but we are following the process, still that would be, so like when we get sick and we have to take rest, etc., etc., things like that.
Yeah.
When we're sick, then the practice seems to get affected, but internally,
yeah, it is like this. Well, I have this body, and this body should be used in Krishna's service. So to engage in this, in Krishna's service, the body has to be fed. So feed the body. For the sake of properly engage in service of Krishna, the body has to sleep. Let the body sleep. You see the difference? It's, you are using it as an instrument to serve Krishna. Like, you take an instrument, you're playing it, you're playing a mridanga. What is your relationship with the mridanga? Do you think that I am the mridanga? Or it's an instrument being engaged in the service of Krishna. So that is how in devotional service, we are practicing to come to that understanding that this body is an instrument which should be used in the service of Krishna. Then what happens? Who is in the center? You or Krishna? So that is how it's becoming pure devotional service. That mentality is lifting you to the Visuddha Sattva.